It is the whatever the fuck it is. All right, man. What is it? It's fucking whatever fucking day it is, you know. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah, Thanksgiving. I don't know, man. You know, Thanksgiving's great. We're gonna have a good day. We're having a great Thanksgiving at the Phil Henry house. It's gonna be fantastic. I don't know about you guys, but when I, you know, look at the fucking world that's circling around us, I want to fucking throw the fuck up. Which, by the way, you know, I touched on this yesterday morning about the traditional audience that I've had, which is a talk radio audience, which tends to be conservative, because that's the only motherfucker that's left listening to fucking talk radio, goddamn conservatives, with no senses of fucking humor. But thank fucking Christ for the digital world, because we are gaining a new audience among digital listeners who don't really, you know, don't have a stiff fucking dick every time Donald Trump walks by. And, you know, and anybody who knows me or listened to me for any length of time knows that I'm a big, big supporter of America. I love my country, and I fucking believed in going to war for this country if we have to. But that doesn't mean that I'm, you know, every goddamn Republican that comes up for election, I'm going to, you know, go out and get a fucking T-shirt with that motherfucker's name on it, especially this year. Jesus Christ, I've never seen such a field of pieces of shit in my life. Just every fucking day holds a new goddamn outrage, you know. I swear to Christ on a fucking crutch, I'll do everything in my power to keep this motherfucker Trump from being elected. I ain't kidding you. Everything in my fucking power. I don't give a shit who it fucking turns off. Honest to Jesus, I don't. I got enough fucking money. I make enough fucking bread and all the other things that I do. I, you know, my fucking house is paid for. I don't give a shit. I'm so sick to my fucking stomach of this. Anybody that followed me during the Bush years knows that I'm not a fucking a liberal in the traditional sense. Anyone that heard what I said about President Bush, and it was all words of praise, knows that I don't fit into any motherfucker's mold of what a political person is supposed to think. You know, that's for other people. That's for other stupid, dim-witted motherfuckers who want to sit there and say, I'm a conservative, I'm a liberal, no matter what. Those people can go off and do whatever the fuck they want, man. I got no use for motherfuckers like that, because that's by definition, that motherfucker's dangerous. That means that fucking simple-minded bitch can't change his or her mind for love or fucking money about anything, you know. In other words, changing your fucking mind among that crowd of fucking dimwits is a badge of dishonor. Do you believe that? So as the facts change, and of course those people tell you the facts don't change, which is also the definition of sort of a kind of a prehistoric mindset, isn't it? You got to go back to the days of the burning of heretics to come across thinking like that. The facts never change. It is immutable. The word of God. You know, you got to go back to the Spanish fucking Inquisition to find motherfuckers that think the facts never change. You know, the facts are the same. So I'm always conservative, I'm always liberal, because I'm always motherfucking right. I get so fucking sick of this shit on Twitter. There's two people that follow me on Twitter that I unfollowed. One of them is Ann Coulter. The other is this fucking clown on Fox Business, Gasparino. Is that the guy's name? And they followed me. I followed them back as a courtesy. And because I, in Ann Coulter's case, I thought she was moderately interesting and can be funny, but that fucking broad is just off the fucking goddamn rails, man, with the shit she tweets about that motherfucker. She will ignore every ignorant, stupid... This is a woman who's got an education. She can't possibly believe that the shit coming out of Trump's mouth is of any value whatsoever other than the fact it'll keep a bunch of Mexicans from kicking down her front fucking door. That's what she's afraid of, man. She's afraid of Mexicans and Muslims, man. You get rid of those motherfuckers, and Ann Coulter is just fucking happy as a fucking pig in shit. And, you know, so she's going for fucking Trump's ass on that shit, even though that motherfucker is about as stupid a motherfucker as I think I've ever... When it comes to just the raw facts of, well, he's got a lot of money. I understand the motherfucker's got a lot of money. I got a million guys with a lot of fucking money that shouldn't be president. Because you got to know more about life than making a dollar. You got to know about people. You got to know about, You know, you just don't have people taking your motherfucking word for things in the world of politics. And you're going to have to go up against the Congress. You elect Donald Trump, he will be impeached. Now, that's a fucking guarantee. He will be fucking impeached, or he'll resign. Because a guy like that, it is not used to having people tell him what to do. And he's going to sit there in a fucking White House going crazy because there's a Congress that's working against him to stop him. Well, you know, Obama, anybody that thinks that Trump at his absolute worst would be nothing more than just another fucking Obama if you happen to be on the other side of the political, doesn't understand what life is about, doesn't understand how the world is turning, hasn't a clue, is a baby, is a child. Is an infant when it comes to their perception of the world. I'm just fucking hacked off. I'm sorry, you know. I'm so fucking hacked off that I've been motivated. Nothing in this fucking world has motivated me more. Not since 9/11 have I felt more. But you'll notice I'm keeping it out of the show, except for the as we like to hear them, which I thought was rather benign and frankly funny. Yeah, I'm keeping it out of the show. But, you know, if you want to see the show prep, this is what the fuck it is, man. This is how show prep goes. This is how the pre-show goes. This is the angst. This is the craziness that drives my fucking life. I can't hide this shit. You want to see the inside of Phil's brain? This is it. Smile, motherfuckers, when you're on TV. Smile! Showed Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, and they were like this. Some fucking smile, man. So this is the shit that's... I ain't gonna hide... this is the backstage pass lets you into my life, into my world, into my mindset as I'm goddamn prepping this fucking show. This is it, man. This is what happens to me. This is how... And I gotta get it out, man. Otherwise, it's gonna infect the fucking show. Donald Trump will infect the show in a very negative... I don't give a shit about anything else the guy says. But when we started talking about Muslim databases, when the bitch started to lie about shit that he saw on 9/11, you know, lying motherfucker, you never saw thousands of Muslims. And then he's got this piece of shit Cohen, this motherfucker who's his spokesperson, this lawyer who says, it probably happened. How much money does he pay you, motherfucker? To lie. How much fucking money does that guy pay you? Oh, God. Then he retweets this shit. Donald Trump is a guy who's not used to saying I was wrong. He's not a guy who's used to saying that I fucked up. He's not a guy who's used to saying I made a mistake. He's going into a job. He wants a job where all he's going to fucking hear is you fucked up. Because that's the nature of the job. There's a million fucking critics out there. If he thinks he's getting it, if he thinks he's getting shit today, what are you going to do? Trump, you going to change the presidency of the United States? You're going to sit in a fucking hermetically sealed glass ball and not hear anybody criticize you? And how are you going to deal with a Congress where you have people on the other side of the aisle? Are you going to foment violence against them? Are you going to do what you did to that man at that political rally? Rough him up? Is that what you're going to do, you worthless sack of shit? Are you going to get a deportation force? Are you going to get a group of young Nazis and young thugs? What are you going to do, man? What? You know, I mean, look at... We saw what happened at that rally, you irresponsible, unconscionable motherfucker. All right. Fuck, maybe I'll... If Donald Trump's running for fucking president, goddammit, I'll do it then. I'll run for fucking president. If Donald Trump can run for president, the only thing he's got that I haven't got is the millions of dollars that it takes to, you know, fund a campaign. But who knows? Just run the anti-Trump campaign or something. Somebody's got to step up. Are there any Republicans out there with balls left? Any of you fucking simple-minded motherfuckers even know what it is to be? When my father was alive, he was a conservative Republican. As far as he was concerned, it was all about Barry Goldwater. If you look at Barry Goldwater, and I ain't saying Barry Goldwater was any fucking bargain, but Barry Goldwater, one of the things he wasn't about was abortion and fucking gay. You know, he didn't give a shit if there were gay people in the military. Barry Goldwater was against these motherfucking preachers getting involved in politics. He had no interest whatsoever in keeping people out of the military because they were gay. This just wasn't a fucking issue for him. It was all about shrinking government in terms of its, you know, control over people. These Republicans today want to increase the size of fucking government to control people. That mother, and the other guy that's just fucking deadly, and I'll tell you what's frightening about this presidential election. You get rid of Trump, and you got a guy that's probably doubly dangerous coming in behind him, and that's Ted Cruz. That fucking guy is a psychopathic, lying motherfucker. That guy is evil, and that motherfucker is dangerous, and that's a guy that can get on a stage and destroy Hillary Clinton in a debate, not because he necessarily has more facts, but because the art of bullshit is something that Ted Cruz has mastered. And Cruz has played this like a fucking Stradivarius, man. He has stayed back, he's hung back, and he's waited for Donald Trump to destroy himself. And that's exactly what's going to happen if Ted Cruz, you know, gets what he wants. And I suppose if I get what I want, I get the same thing. But then you got fucking... Yeah, you know, that's the other thing. I don't know, man. I'm telling you right now, I just don't fucking know. Now, Ted Cruz is a different kind of fucking piece of shit. All right, fuck it, man. Noon Central. Okay. All right, here we go. Today we have the Milwaukee Lions and the Houston Sweat. And that's going to be dropping at 10 o'clock Pacific, noon Central time. So make sure you, plug in for that one. And that's going to be free. We're dropping that free. It's going to be part of the show today. At the Henry House today, we are going vegetarian. I can't do it anymore, man. So I'm going to have to talk about this. See, you like to hear them. Yeah. Oh, I know what I want to do. I want to do the Arcadia Wins. And then, Justin McElroy.
Well, we're going to have turkey, and we're going to have stuffing, and we're going to have pecan pie.
Talk about pecan!
Pecan pie. And, I'm sorry, what did I say?
Well, you said pecan pie, dear.
Oh, yeah, okay. we're going to have pecan pie or pecan.
And,
The Margaret voice must be... It must be worked out, General.
You better tell me that. I know it's got to get worked out. Can't tell it worked out.
Well, what is that? You're thinking of me working something else out. Is that right?
No, he didn't say anything.
Yes, he did. And,
how about that baby left in a fucking manger? That was something else. The baby left in the manger. I don't fucking know. Today, as you'd like to hear them... Justin McElroy. Oh my God. Where is she, man? Is she at the, what is she doing? Is this another one of those food bank things? I'm nothing against that, you understand? There's our city, Los Angeles. All right. testing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Okay. Oh God. Mm. 17 minutes Encino to downtown, 13 minutes Santa Monica to downtown, 14 minutes downtown or Downey to downtown. Well, that ain't bad at all. You kidding me? That's fantastic. I guess the traffic is like, of course, it's 6 o'clock in the a.m. here. Barricade situation ends in Santa Monica. They got like 85,000 fucking cop cars. They had to get a baby and save this baby, and they did. There's a cop there with a baby, another child. Now they can kill the motherfucker that they had inside that place. Whit Johnson. Hey, Whit, what's up, brother? Roland Heights, a fatal crash. I think they should, frankly, not report on fatal any traffic crashes. Just, yeah, it was a crash. Just, it's not news. And I'm not saying that the person who died shouldn't be honored, but there's, if you want to honor everybody that dies in a tragic accident, let's start getting serious with it, okay? Well, it doesn't affect all of us. Yeah, see, that's the thing. We only report deaths that affect the rest of us. If your death doesn't affect me, I don't give a shit, and I ain't going to report on it. Look at this. Everybody's doing a report from a goddamn food bank. Okay. If that's the way it's going to be. Vernon Dozier. Justin McElroy and
Well, this morning we're giving away food. We are the food bank here at Joyful Union Congregation. We have a great many people that we're going to be feeding. Yeah, we've got a great many people we're going to be feeding today. And I just want everyone to know,
That's right, Phil. We're going to feed all kinds of motherfuckers today as part of the food bank. Well, Phil, that's right. We're going to be feeding all kinds of motherfuckers today as part of this food bank.
Phil is probably not what you'd want to do, but I'm more than happy to try with that. That would be fun.
Dr. Jim Sadler.
This is Vernon Dozier.
And I'm this is Dr. Jim Sadler, Phil, and we're here at the San Diego Food Bank. Giving away food, and that's, I want some of those yams. We're giving away the yams, we're giving away the...
This is Larry Grover, Phil, and Mother and I are here at the Culver City Food Bank, where thousands of people are lined up.
Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil, and today...
Jesus, who's this woman?
Oh, it is Thanksgiving, so a lot of people have the day off. And I understand, it's going to be a fun day and it's going to be a good day. And I want everyone to have a day off today. All the people that are working here, Ted Chen is working today. And notice they put the Asian guy to work, so that kind of pissed me off.
Who's Ted Chen?
Guy on Channel 4.
Get out of here, will you?
Well, what the fuck? God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm
What happened to your voice?
But I'm shocked.
Good morning, Phil. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. Professor Emery Clayton here. Look at this brush fire.
Boy, we forget that it's summertime in Australia. I know that we are often thinking about Australia. King tide lashes the coast. This king tide has come in. What is the king tide?
The king tide, Phil. And I'll tell you, it's a scary motherfucker. The wave hitting it. Look at this woman with the fucking purple hair. Oh, you missed it. Hi. This is nuts. That looks like moonshine. Are you?
You bullshitting me, man? That's the king tide on the coast. This is a tide that, you don't look too happy, man. Like maybe it hit you a motherfucking house. That's in Malibu. Hey, Trump, what are you going to do about that fucking king tide, man? I know. Why don't you stand on the coast, hold your hand up, and say, I order you back? You know, people criticize Obama. It looks like they want another another taste of that, the very thing that they don't like, which is what they thought Obama was about. The whole, you know, I'm godlike. Every motherfucker that votes for whoever thinks the guy's God. Now, who are these people? This is Holly Wells, a volunteer at Lloyd Florin's. Okay.
Hi, Phil. Today is Thanksgiving, Professor. And I'll tell you this motherfucker Trump. Phil, I will tell you that this white man Trump, if he thinks he's going to pull some bullshit on me, well, today is Thanksgiving, and I thought I would try to have No, I don't. I'm very, very little. Do I care? I'm very angry about the political process in this country. It's never been worse. People think black people got it good. I don't think we ever had it. The only thing that's different is the black people are fighting back now. See, we won't let them drag us out of a house and just lynch our ass. And white people are getting upset about that. You know.
Well, no, hold on for a minute, Professor.
Oh, you hold on, General. I haven't even begun to fight, man. I've not even begun to talk. They won't let us drag them. They won't let me. Fuck. This is Dr. Jim Sadler wishing all of you a very happy Thanksgiving from the Phil Hendry Show.
That's what I ought to do.
Good morning. This is Dr. Jim Sadler of San Diego, California, wishing all of you a very merry Thanksgiving and a happy happy Thanksgiving and a merry Christmas from all of us here in San Diego, here in Dago. Oh, shit.
What happened?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
All right.
Phil, I want to say that I'm going to keep, for the first time in my life, I'm going to hold my temper. I'm not going to lose my temper for the very first time in my life. And I'll just say this. I will do everything in my power, legally, I will do everything in my power to keep Donald Trump from becoming president of this country and essentially ushering in an American version of Adolf Hitler.
Wait a second, will you?
Oh, you hold on. I believe that I have the floor.
Yeah, come on, General. The professor is talking now.
Yeah, the professor. He's not talking. He's just drooling. He's spewing.
You say it anything you want, Wookie.
We got a Wookie call contest going on. This could be America's finest hour. This could be America's finest hour, where Germany did not turn back the tide of terror, racism, and essentially turning the government over to a gang of... Because people in America are so fucking pussy-ass. We think we know what bad leadership is. We got no fucking idea. We think we know what... Because we are the inheritors of this great country, we think we are, you know, shoulder-to-shoulder with the people that fought Nazis. Our fucking asses ain't even come up against that shit. But our time may come. Our time may come yet. With this motherfucking Trump, this guy's the closest thing, and it's not just me talking, there's been article after article about how this guy has that strongman mentality. You know what a strongman is? A strongman is a guy who the people willingly turn the reins of government over to a guy that they think, let's let him take care of it. That's what we're doing with this guy Trump. That's what a lot of people are doing with this guy Trump. Come on, let's just... He's a lying sack of shit. Motherfucker's talking about he's talking about shit that is right out of 1933 Germany. Deportation forces. We're going to have to do things we've never done before. What the fuck are you talking about, Trump? We got a constitution in this fucking country. You miserable piece of shit. God damn.
You tell that motherfucking Trump. And I'm coming, you know. Oh man.
Hey, Professor Clayton.
Oh yeah, right. Let me say the words that you really want to say, Henry.
We're going to be talking with the baby that was left in the manger. We're going to be.
The baby that was left in the manger. So you don't want to talk about this motherfucker, do you? I'll tell you this motherfucker. Let me tell you what. Who are these chicks? Is this two broke girls? What is this show? Bob and Sue. Oh, shit, she spit shit up. Ah, fuck. mom and two broke girls. Oh, I dig.
Hi, everybody. I'm the Babadook.
All right.
I don't know. Fuck. What do I know, man? Parade security. The latest Chicago schools prepare lesson plan on shooting. You know, I would almost prefer Cruz because I think Cruz can be stopped. You know, he may know how to work the Congress, but the Congress would know how to work him. I don't think he'd be the loose cannon that Trump. Trump is a guy that would barricade himself in the fucking White House. That's the kind of fucking maniac Trump is. Cruz, on the other hand, knows that there's a Constitution and that his legacy will be one of having been impeached and maybe even put in prison, if we're lucky. But so he may stop himself from, exercising the most extreme of his instincts. But fucking Trump. Motherfucking Republicans must be absolutely mentally deranged. I mean, it was only a matter of time. I suppose if you say that Obama is the extreme end of the Democratic Party in terms of socialism, well, you have the antidote, I guess, the absolute opposite, which is this fucking neo-Nazi named Donald Trump, whose family has an illustrious history with bigotry. He's got a fucking father. He's got a family that's been that was in trouble in terms of housing and violating the civil rights of people who were looking for homes in New York City back in the early 70s. All right, motherfuckers. I have no fucking clue.
Well, you should have been here. Emery Clayton is on the line with us, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you, Professor Clayton.
Yeah, very, very happy Thanksgiving to you. I want to tell you something, Margaret.
No, I'd like to say this. This is Thanksgiving. I don't want any of this rancor, if you don't mind.
All right, fine.
I don't want to talk about this shit, man. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have, fuck, I'm just telling you, man, it's fucking unbelievable. Oh, no, not Emery Clayton and Vernon Dozier, motherfucker. James Sadler. And Carl Cedilia. What is this? All right, man. Helicopter, helicopter. There we go, helicopter. Where's that fucking hooky loud shit, man? All right, man, now...
Looks like Lori Stiffon, and look at Stephen Colbert. Isn't he something? And who else do you have for dinner, Stephen? You have Gloria Stiffon, and you have, look at everyone saying what they're, and the Late Show Thanksgiving table.
Let me tell you who the first, Stephen Colbert will be thrown into prison if Donald Trump is elected president. I'm telling you right now. You'll hear, you like Stephen Colbert, he will be thrown into a prison cell.
Why would you say that?
Because this guy Trump is going to do that. He's going to throw people into prison. He will throw people into a prison cell, and he will lock these motherfuckers up for good, motherfucker.
All right, here we go. I think that's the name. I think that's the play. That's, Donald Trump. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Phew, man. What the fuck happened to this, man? I don't believe what happened here. My whole fucking show file is gone, man. My fucking music file is fucking gone, you motherfucker. Oh, I don't believe it, man. You know, I fuck this shit, man. I'm fucking goddamn, I'm gonna do this all the fuck over again. Well, that's fine with me. I don't give a shit, man. Fuck me, goddamn running. Here we go. Ready, set. Fuck off, bitch. Fucking hacked off. I am telling you, motherfucker, I'm hacked off. Fucking hacked off today, man. Talk about being in a bad fucking mood. Nothing like that motherfucker Trump. But you know what? He got me motivated. I haven't been this politically motivated in fucking years, man. That fucking pile of shit. All right. Give a fuck, man. Ready? Here we go. Now, when it says Black Friday, Alex, just a note. What does that mean, man? If we're going to say Black Friday promo, it's got to mean something having to do with Black Friday. I don't understand this. Okay? Otherwise, it's just a regular promo. Because it throws me. Black Friday is tomorrow, not today. Today's Thanksgiving, so that hasn't got anything to do with anything. Are we offering people anything? Ready, set, and begin. Hey, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, we are reminded that we have so much to be grateful for, so very, very much to be grateful for. I have a great deal to be grateful for. You have a great deal to be grateful for. But today, right now, at this moment, I want to tell you what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for all of you guys who have supported our podcast, who have supported our website. I am grateful for all of you guys who have supported the Phil Henry brand, the Phil Henry thing, the Phil Henry show, the Phil Henry madness, the Phil Henry sickness, the Phil Henry liberation, the Phil Henry cure. For what ails mankind. We can't thank you enough for sharing and supporting our podcast. So here is what we have for you. For all Backstage Pass members, you'll be automatically entered to win a swag bag of official Phil Henry Show merch, including our limited vinyl picture disc. Also, during the entire month of November, if you sign up for a Backstage Pass, you'll receive the entire Best of the Radio CD collection as digital downloads, absolutely free. That's a $150 value just for signing up. That's if you're a BSP only. And if you want to take the plunge and sign up for an entire year, I will thank you with a personalized voice message just for you in a character voice of your choosing. So head over to www.philhenryshow.com right now and sign up for a Backstage Pass. Sign up now. It'll be the best money that you spent all month. That's www.philhenryshow.com. That's www.philhenryshow.com. Do it today.
And this is the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, here's some music.
This is Jimi Hendrix.
I can't do this fucking show. God, it pisses me off that I lost that motherfucking file. A whole file of music gone. Is there anything that I hate more in this fucking world than Apple?
Uh-huh. Yes, good morning, everyone. I'm going to have to just stretch the voice out here.
We did 45 minutes of a show yesterday, and we may do a show just as short today. Ah, fuck. And you're going to be getting a fucking... I don't fucking believe it, man. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Well, let me just say this. Let me entertain you. We're so grateful for another day.
We're so grateful for another day. If you're a Muslim American, this may be the last Thanksgiving that you can really be grateful for anything because Donald Trump's coming. Yes, indeed. He's got 38% of those goddamn cunt fucking Republicans and their motherfucking vote. Good luck being a Muslim in America when that fucking piece of shit becomes president of the United States. And all you Republicans that voted for him, you motherfuckers, so help me fucking God. If we see one fucking Muslim harassed or hurt or killed as the result of this fucking sack of shit you're going to put into the White House. You know, we realize that your political party is on the fucking, is on the decline. But to go Nazi, fuck. I'm telling you, you motherfuckers are desperate. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What is this, man? Oh, man, that was scary. Look at that. Hi, everybody. I'm Phil Henry, and welcome to the show. Wow, you really want to see my kisser that close up, do you? All right, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Mm-hmm. All right, welcome to the show. I'm just kidding around. I'm just kidding around. I'm sure you understand. Wait a minute, man. There we go. All right. I really don't fucking know what I'm doing here, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I just don't know what I'm doing. I just don't. I don't know what I'm doing anymore, man. It's like, I don't even want to do this fucking show. I swear to God, you may think I'm overreacting, but I'm not. I'm just, I don't even want to do this motherfucking show anymore with what's ahead for this country. Honest to Christ. I'd rather pack my fucking bags now and get the fuck out of this shithole. This fucking shithole. Because maybe I see a dovetailing, you know, of what happened to a medium that I really loved, radio, and the fact they turned it over to, they turned talk radio over to a bunch of conservatives, and now here is the end result. These two guys that are going to turn America into the most horrible fucking thing, a nightmare world. A nightmare world, man. You know? People wonder why I don't like radio suits. Is there a dumber, is there a bigger piece of shit in the entire universe of communication slash media? And whoever that guy is at that company that I was talking about, you know, that suit that, had, you know, made that ruling against Phil Henry being on his airwaves, whoever you are, you pussy-ass punk-faced piece of shit, you know, you represent perfectly what I'm talking about, man. Honest to fucking gutless Christ, you haven't even seen, you can't even begin to tell this, the tale. All right, let's just get, and I'm fucking doubly goddamn pissed now, man, that I lost my fucking, God, that pisses me off. All right, just because of that, now I'm going to play nothing but fucking metal. Nothing but fucking heavy metal now, you motherfuckers. Here we go. Ready and go.
Good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and you're listening to the rippling rhythms here of All That Remains. And I know that Phil is in a little bit of a bad mood.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a bad mood.
But after Henry, hold on. I will make the announcement. Apparently, when Phil came in this morning, the file that has all of the show music in it had been deleted.
It might be my fault, but it still pissed me the hell off. I mean, the file that has all the show music was absolutely gone. It's been deleted. I probably did it.
Yeah, you probably hit a button or some guy. You're always talking about hitting buttons.
Now, Phil, I don't know what happened, and I'm certainly not going to, I don't want to characterize what happened, but I think that, yes, it could have been your F-up, if you want.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, All That Remains. Well, as a result of me losing all of the music like that, we're going to play nothing but heavy metal and hip-hop, which is the very thing that you despise in this world, General.
I just know, it's not that I despise it, but why does it, you know, what happened to the wonderful classic rock? You know?
Yes, Phil, I have to say the same thing. You used to play the most wonderful classic rocks. You know, that Rolling on a River, those kinds of things, which I think bespeak a little bit more of what your soul is about.
Yes, Terry. What about that?
What's wrong playing good music? Like new...
What do you mean good music?
Yeah, I'm talking about like new music.
Well, I mean... you know...
All right, hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, well, what... You know, there's a lot of people out there that love the marvelous class... Just as Margaret was saying.
Well, there are those songs, Phil, and if you don't mind...
Look, may I say something?
No, if you don't mind, just allow us to say this. The wonderful classic rocks that we're talking about. You can play all of the Led Zeppelin, but what happened to the music that, General?
Oh, yeah, that song by,
Yeah, you guys can't even think of it. All you can do is just think of Proud Mary.
What?
Yeah, well, no, I can think of it. Here's one. Ramble on, do-do-do-do-do-do.
You know, I can't do a Margaret voice. I'm gonna sit here,
and I'm gonna do the entire show in the Margaret voice if I have to until this goddamn voice loosens up and I've got something to do on this motherfucking show today. All right, do you understand me?
Yes, Margaret.
Okay. I am so utterly sick and tired of not being able to
And what do you want to do?
I want to get this voice in gear for this here goddamn show.
All right, well, the best thing to do is to do the general voice.
And then try and segue into the Margaret.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not happening.
Maybe doing the show in the morning is a bad idea.
It might very well be that, Phil.
Yeah, you may have to rethink this entire thing, Phil.
Or I may have to sing a song. And I don't know what that song would be, but, My Valentine.
Hmm. Rudolph.
Hello. There's Dasher.
And
Dancing. And Prancer.
Here we go.